5:55. Have you bought... Actually, we should ask you before you go. Have you bought your Easter eggs? Got your Easter eggs yet?
Not yet. I think that we're stopping on the way home.
Don't go to the garage, Danny. You're above that.
That's for flowers, isn't it?
Oh, romance isn't dead. Great to see it. There we go. That's a question. To everyone listening as well, have you bought your Easter eggs yet?
I think actually part of it is I'll probably eat it if I have it now. So, you know, I want to take it to my mum. So
I bought them early. I've eaten three, so I need to replace those now. So I need to buy some more, so both early and late.
Haven't bought any. They've got too many.
Haven't bought any. Nikki?
I haven't bought any, but my daughter's bought me one. She won't tell me the price of it, so I suspect...
Why would she?
Well, she keeps it fairly vague. It's very expensive. I'd say that, from what I can gather from the missus, it's probably close to £30 for one egg.
There we go. The Fabergé end of the scale. Well, the Telegraph reporting some retailers are warning of a shortage of Easter eggs. We called a few to check. They actually denied it. It says here that the story was egg-zaggerated.
That's exceptional.
Exceptional, excruciating. Of course, the problem for a shop, if you buy too many, you lumber with Easter eggs, you can't shift. If you buy too few, you miss out on important sale. What are the eggonomics of Easter? Lee McCoy, a chocolate expert, retailer, blogger. Lee, what are the eggonomics? Ask that terrible pun.
You can't really be surprised with the supermarkets are charging £1 an Easter egg. You can't really... blame people from stocking up in January, February, March. But the interesting thing is it's not just these cheap supermarkets that are selling out of Easter eggs. I walked around yesterday and had a look, and there are empty spaces on the shelves. But I also called some of the top-end chocolatiers, and I mentioned there that £30 for an Easter egg is quite expensive. But quite a lot of these shops have been selling out to £40, £55, £60 an Easter egg back in March and early part of this year.
And the
is there a secondary market?
Grey market.
I can make a profit.
There's a business idea there, certainly.
The profit margins, though, on an Easter egg must be, well, not at a pound, but £40 for an Easter egg.
I think so, but quite often these retailers have expensive preferences to look after and staff as well, so they might buy in the chocolate at premium rates, but then they've got the staff to make it and to stock it and to shift it. The online retailers don't really have that issue. They can just pile it up in a warehouse, you know, at the early part of the year, and then just shift it out as demand comes along.
Yeah, because they start shifting it out at the supermarket sort of towards the end of January, don't they?
Well, even before that, the beginning of January, end of December. The problem is these Easter eggs have been made sort of August, September last year, so they've been sitting on the shelf. So as soon as they can get rid of them, the better.
Are the walls of the eggs getting thinner?
My personal opinion is yes.
Should we be waiting then, Lee, till next week for a flood of cheap, good chocolate?
No, because most of it's gone already. The higher end chocolatiers that I've spoken to, they've already stopped selling it. They stopped selling their Easter eggs at the beginning part of this week because they had sold out. So you might get a few things from some of the online retailers, but they're not going to be the best.
You love chocolate, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah.
Why?
There's so much originality, so much expression, so much artistry in it, and there's the economics and everything else. It's a pretty fantastic industry.
Lee McCoy, a chocolate expert. And if you have to be an expert in something,
chocolate. It's nice on the CV, isn't it?
It's not a bad one. Good on the CV. I'm not so sure it's good on the waistband for any of it.
Five Lives Wake Up to Money podcast.